I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Brandon, first off, congratulations on another trip to the big game. Appreciate the time. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think things are going pretty well these days.
Oh, man, things is going pretty well. Spending all the great family time with my family and enjoying this moment, man, because these moments coming and going real fast because we're having a lot of fun.
Well, I hear your daughter in the background, and I saw your daughter on the field after the game, ran right up to you. It was caught on the cameras when Jacina Anderson was interviewing you. That had to be such a special moment because I saw you and your daughter had a very emotional moment. That was awesome.
Oh, man, yes, it was, man. It was a great, great feeling to see my family here go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I know baby girl was crying and wifey was crying, and we had a great moment together. We had a great moment with our, just in that moment of, like, this victory and something that we've been talking about all year. We finally made it there, but the job is not done.
Well, a lot of people were doubting you heading into this season because even though you've been a great player in this league, you're coming off the Achilles injury. How do you kind of recap that road to recovery and what the journey just has been like this year? Because you're having a career year, your most sacks in a single season with 11 now.
Man, you know what? It was more about my attitude and how I enjoyed every step, you know. And when it was time to go, that's what I did. I went, and you know, I felt like we got a great staff at the training staff up at the Eagles, and you know, they got me together. And you know, I think it was just my attitude, man. Just enjoying the struggle of it. And when that day came for me to start going against my guys and sharpening each other, you know, I felt just, if not better than I did when I got hurt. So, you know, I was in a good place mentally.
Is this the most proud, when you look back at your career, that you think you've ever been, just with the road to recovery and the way that this is playing out so far?
Oh, man, yes. And you know what's crazy? I don't even play as much as I used to play, and then get the same production out of, you know, just from coming off the bench, man. This has been my best year, for real. And it's just, man, it's just the guys in the room, you know, Hassan and those guys, you know, getting me better every day because of me seeing them go. I got to make sure I keep up with them because, you know what I'm saying, them boys is out there going every day. And it's just cool to be, you know, leading the pack, you know, just with my attitude and just encouragement of the team.
Well, I got to give you credit because you last joined us back in late September after you guys beat the Commanders and had that big sack party on Carson Wentz. And you said that this team this year is more talented and better than the team that won the Super Bowl back in 2017. What did you see right away? Because usually you don't hear a veteran like yourself say those things that early into a season.
Well, you know what? I knew we was good because of the togetherness that we showed in the building. Because I didn't feel like it was fake or forced. I just thought that, you know, we really was trying to buy into the connecting, and, you know, everybody's attitude was good for practice because you know how it is, trying to get grown men to go out and practice on days that they don't want to go sometimes. But I feel like, you know, this year we really didn't have too many hiccups on that. I feel like everybody kind of sensed that we had some good things going. A.J. Brown and those guys, the draft definitely excited everybody. So I think that gave us a push. And, of course, you know, I just thought it was more of the personalities and how I felt like people wasn't in a rush to get out the building. But that's when I kind of knew we had something good.
And you have mainstays in Philadelphia like yourself, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce. But I also think it helps when your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, it seems like he's been in the league for 15 years with his leadership style.
Oh, yeah, man. You see how unbothered sometimes he is. But I love it because, you know, he's just calm and cool during the storms. You know, you don't really see him get rattled too much. It's just he's just more about doing his job and making sure he's taking care of business. And so I've seen him all offseason because I was there. He was there with me. He seen my rehab every day, just like I seen his grind and hearing people talk about him and not knowing what his future is like. And you know, I just know he never really said much. He just did. And that's what he's doing. He's just doing work, doing exactly what it is that he's been doing, not saying much, but just showing up.
Well, there was once a time in Philadelphia, Brandon Graham, where people wrote you off and people didn't think we'd be talking about you the way that people do now. You've been very resilient. But this entire team, there's so many resilient stories. You look at Hassan Reddick, who I went to Temple with. He was a walk-on. And then you see what he's doing in the NFL now. Howie Roseman, how many times people wanted him fired. And you have Nick Sirianni and also Jalen Hurts. Those are not popular moves when Jalen Hurts was drafted and also when Nick Sirianni was hired as the head football coach.
Man, you're right about that, especially the Jalen pick because of who they, you know, who we thought we had already with Carson. And so, man, you're right. Like Howie has done a great job with this team, you know, managing everything. You know, hasn't been perfect with it for sure, but I feel like, you know, it's crazy how everybody in their second year as far as like Doug and now Nick, you go to the Super Bowl in 2 years. When Howie came back after he cleaned up what, you know, Chip Kelly and his guys did. And, man, I mean, it's just been a great, great job. And then for me to see that, going through that, and now being in this point in my career where, you know, I'm able to have two Super Bowl appearances going for my second ring. And, man, it's a lot of guys that don't even get one. So it's like I'm just very grateful and, you know, just excited, man, just for this opportunity.
Brandon Graham, we were talking about how emotional of a year this year was and all the work that put in to make the results possible. What were you thinking about when you were walking off the field in Philly on Sunday?
Man, I was just thinking about every little thing that I went through and the belief that I had that we was going to actually go to the Super Bowl. But you knew that you had to put the work in for sure, but you knew you had a shot because of the attitude of the team, like I said, and the work ethic. And I'm just happy everything's coming together at the right time for us because we always talked about having a complete game and when we going to do it all together. Because some games the offense is leading us and the defense is not doing much, then the defense is leading us and the offense ain't doing much. So I feel like now we're firing on all cylinders right now, and it's the best time, especially going into the Super Bowl.
So you're going up against Andy Reid, the man that drafted you. I know he last coached the Eagles in 2012, but what is that like? What are the first thoughts going up against your old football coach?
Ooh, man, you know, for coach, you know, just being drafted by him, you know, it's definitely much love to Coach Reid because, you know, I'm so thankful that what he saw in me was fit for the Eagles. And, you know, it's been nothing but love here. You know what I'm saying, after I got myself together, not in the beginning, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, ever since, you know, I got my act together, things have been really nice. And I'm thankful for him for giving me an opportunity and a shot to be here. But, you know, going into this game, I can't wait. I'm excited to, you know, have some fun with Coach, you know, get to see him in person because I haven't seen him in a long time because I didn't get to see him last year because I was hurt for our game. When I tore my Achilles, but I'm definitely excited to see him and get to talk to him at this age because I had him early as a youngin', and he really didn't talk to rookies as much, you know, unless you did some, and I ain't do nothing yet. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of talk to him when I see him.
The Kelce storyline's also awesome as well with Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce going up against one another.
Oh, yeah. Man, for them to have a podcast already, you know, and then now, you know, for this to happen like this, man, they I know it's fun in their household because I listen to them all the time. I told Kelce, like, you and your brother, man, y'all couldn't have did nothing. That was the best thing y'all could have did because, I mean, I really do enjoy their little shorts that they talk about and just how they both balance each other out. And I'm sure Kelce, you know, want to make sure he beat his brother. I don't know what the battle's been between the two. I'm sure going to ask him, like, who's been winning most of the battles. But, you know, I'm definitely hoping that Kelce come out, Jason come out on top on this one.
Well, I'm just wondering, going back to the Niners game, Brandon Graham, did you guys as a defense feel disrespected? Because everyone was talking about their defense. I think a lot of people weren't talking about your defense that leads the NFL in sacks.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we took that on the chin, and we just was like, you know what? How we going to fight that is what we do in practice. And that's what I like about our team. We just responded that way because we heard a couple things, but we just heard a couple things because none of it was true because we know who we were, and we showed up on that day, and I think they gave us a little extra for us to show up with. So, you know, I was excited because our team responded well, and we just was just being us. That was the best part about it.
You being the veteran leader of this bunch, just what's the biggest point of emphasis over the next week and a half or so when you're preparing for someone as great as Patrick Mahomes?
Man, you just got to, you know, for one, you got to make sure you stay sharp on what you do. And so I think this week is more about us making sure that we stand true to who we are and stand on point with some things. And then, you know, we go over the game plan a little bit, get a little taste, and then, bam, you know, we go into week, going to Super Bowl week. But right now, it's just about making sure that we take care of some of the stuff that we wasn't so good at this year or what we were good at. Let's continue to make sure we keep sharpening that tool. And, yeah, man, just enjoying these last 2 weeks with each other and trying to make history together.
Is the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks going to be your final game, Brandon Graham?
Nah, man. Nah, I'm my wife said potentially as an Eagle as far as, you know, we don't know my future because I'm on a one-year deal. But she knows I want to play a couple more years. And then, you know, who knows what happens. I'm hoping – you know what I'm saying? Everything works out, you know, just but I'm definitely playing.
All right. Well, good to hear. Once again, really happy for you. What you had to go through last year on the road to recovery has been awesome. Good luck coming up in 2 weeks, and thanks so much for doing this.
No, I appreciate you for having me, man. Have a good one.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.